Shalom Chaverim. That's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom. That's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Oh my goodness, today I'm going to be doing a phone interview with Mark David Smith. He's the producer of Lamb Messianic Radio. It's an internet station that you can listen to 24/7 for some of your best favorites in the Messianic movement. And you know what? I want to talk a little bit about Shavuot, which is also known as the Feast of Pentecost. 50 days from the day the first fruits of the barley harvest was waved before the Lord, or 50 days from the morrow after the Sabbath, after Passover, is Shavuot, or the day of Pentecost. Rabbinic scholars believe that it was on this day that God visited his people after their exodus from Egypt, and through Moses brought the law down from Mount Sinai. Oh yes, this earth-shaking day of visitation, trembling and betrothal, is the birthday of the nation of Israel. Moses brings down the Torah, or law, for the nation. And also, we also know that 50 days from the day the first fruits of the barley harvest was weighed before the Lord, it's also in the summer of the year of Yeshua's Passion, God visits his people by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh. This is another earth-shaking day of visitation and betrothal. But on this occasion, God's presence is not as unapproachable as on the former visitation back at Sinai. Moses had ordered 12 boundary markers placed around the foot of the mountains to hold back the people, lest the fire of God flash out upon them. Amidst the thundering and lightning, God came down as a consuming fire and blackened the entire summit. Only Moses could stand in God's presence. Mount Sinai has recently been discovered east of the Gulf of Aqaba and the former land of Midian, now Saudi Arabia. The real Mount Sinai, with many accompanying archaeological proofs of its authenticity, is Jabal el-Lawz, now hidden from the world behind security fences and armed guards of the Saudi military forces. Oh my goodness, so we are celebrating the law, and we are also celebrating the Holy Spirit. Why, this is enough reason to have just all kinds of shouts of joy. Here's Paul Wilbur. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And listen, I want you to know that I'm going to be giving away a coupon for bagels in a little while. So maybe you're in your car, maybe you're at home just finishing up lunch. I want you to be thinking about something. Do you remember when Moses came down the mountain with the Ten Commandments? And remember when he got really upset and he broke the tablets? Do you know why? Do you know what motivated him to break the tablets of the Ten Commandments? What was happening when he came down the mountain? Just be thinking about that, because in a little while you're going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And you know me, I get really frustrated if nobody calls. What I really want is I want, like, you know, 50 to 100 people trying to call the station. So when you hear the song, Give Me Bagels, in a little while, I want you to call and let me know, why did Moses break the tablets of the Ten Commandments the first time he came down the mountain? So just be thinking about that. Also, I want to give a great big shout out to Congregation Shema Israel, because they're one of my big sponsors of this radio program. As a matter of fact, Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Israel Congregation, and we're located at 1326 North Winton Road, and our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., And while you're there at Shema, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's located right there at Shema, as I said, and it's open every Saturday after our 10 o'clock service. It's also open on Tuesdays from 2 to 6, Wednesdays from 11 to 3. And you can get CDs and prayer shawls and shofars and books, cards and jewelry right there at the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. All right, let's have some more music. Let's go up to the mountain with Paul Wilbur. Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. It's a family-owned business for over 25 years. You can get a facial, a manicure, a pedicure. Oh my goodness, you've got to go there. They have two locations on West Henrietta Road, right up the street from Marketplace Mall. The number there is 359-2249, or in Fairport and Packets Landing on the Canal. Call them at 223-5850. Praise the Lord. Again, that was Paul Wilbur, and that's from the CD Lion of Judah. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. In a few minutes, you're going to hear the song Give Me Bagels. Do you remember when Moses went up the mountain to get the word of the law, and he had the two tablets? Well, the first time he came down the mountain, he saw something. Something got him pretty upset. He just threw those tablets down and broke them. Do you remember what it was he saw? What happened? Why did he break those tablets? In a few minutes, you're going to hear Give Me Bagels, and I'm going to want you to call 222-2990. So stay with me. But right now, you know, we're thinking about the Holy Spirit, and we say, Lord, fill me up. Here's Sue Samuel. Praise the Lord. Do you see God's beauty all around you? And do you hear His song? If you would just close your eyes and listen, you can hear His song. Oh, yes. And then open your eyes to see His beauty. Hallelujah. Again, that was Sue Samuel from her CD, Songs from the Secret Place. Whew. I am so thankful to the people that are helping me keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. Let's hear from one of my sponsors now. This is Odell Family Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the 4 Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Today I'm thinking about Shavuot, Pentecost. I'm thinking about receiving the word of the Lord, and I'm thinking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You know, another word for Holy Spirit is Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach is one of those words. In Hebrew, it means wind, but it also means spirit. So how about this? Can you just imagine dancing on the wings of the wind? Here's Zemer Levav. Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Check them out today. Give them a call at 889-7840. You're going to need your air conditioning working properly. They're just wonderful. They love the Lord, and they are a family-owned and operated business. Give them a call today, 889-7840, excellentair.com. You'll be so glad you called them. They're fabulous. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling.
I'm bound to cry.
And this, my friends, is how you really get high in the Lord. That is right, dancing on the wings of the wind. Yes, let the Holy Spirit just carry you away. There is no high greater than that of Yeshua the Messiah and His love. It just carries you away. Praise God. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I want to mention one more sponsor, New Birth Computers. If your computer has been on the fritz and it's just not working properly, you're going to want to call Bruce Bay at 293-3407. That's 585-293-3407. He can scan and remove spyware, malware, and viruses. He can repair your hardware, give your computer an upgrade. He can set up and configure home networks, wired and wireless, and also convert your old movies to DVD. And he'll pay the sales tax portion of your bill if you mention that you heard this ad on Bagels and Blessings. New Birth Computers at 585-293-3407. Praise the Lord. Okay, in a few minutes now, I want to hear the phones ringing off the hook because you're going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And then please stay tuned for my interview with Mark David Smith, the producer of Lamb Messianic Radio. It's going to be so much fun. Oh my goodness, yes. But right now, let's listen to Joel Chernoff, and he'll tell us how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Ever been invited to an embassy event? Generally, the guests are the wealthy and influential. The Israeli embassy in Peru took a different approach. They chose to honor the poor. The ambassador invited thousands of citizens living in 10 huts to an Israeli breakfast prepared by a famous Israeli chef. The day of the event, the streets of the city came alive with influential political figures serving the poor. What a great example for all of us. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, Rochester peeps, I know you're out there. Maybe you're in your car. Don't call me from your car unless you're wearing a Bluetooth. Don't be using your cell phone unless you've got a Bluetooth on. The number here is 222-2990. I want to give away some coupons for bagels, and I'll take up to three winners. Let's see who can call. 222-2990. Tell me why Moses broke the tablets of the Ten Commandments. What happened? What motivated him? He came down off the mountain and he saw something. What did he see? What made him so upset? 222-2990. I want every line ringing off the hook. Call now.
Give me lots of a garlic bagel. Spread thickly too. It'll be the greatest. So give me bagels tonight. Work it out, baby, work it out. All that green cheese and lots is fun. I got to have some now. When Pesach comes again next year,
Hi, this is Ethel Chadwick. I believe we have a winner. Shalom.
Shalom, it's Carl.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. Hey, so what's the answer?
The answer is that Moses came down and he saw the golden calf and the people dancing around it.
That is right.
That made him very frustrated.
It did. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Mazel tov. You got it right.
Thank you.
You get the bagels. Oh, good, good, good. So, Carl, what's your favorite Messianic radio program?
I have to think a second. No, it's Bagels and Blessings.
Yay. Thank you, Carl.
Have a great day.
You too. I'll be sure to get that coupon to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hey, guys, I'll take two more callers. You don't even have to answer the question because it's already been answered, but if you call now, two more callers. I'll give away two more coupons for bagels just for calling 222-2990. That is the number here. In just a moment, I'm going to have an interview with Mark David Smith, but right now we have time for one more song. This is Come Spirit of God, Bo Ruach Elohim from the CD Adonai. Bo Ruach Elohim Umale Nafshi Adrech otanu kiyeladim Rak becha nu chafetzim Anachnu mazminim otcha lavo Come, Holy Spirit, come, come and fill us now. For you are welcome in this place, show your mercy and your grace. Come and fill us, Holy Spirit, come. Again, that's Come Holy Spirit from the CD Adonai, and that was written by Israel and Gila Nielsen, and they are actually the son and daughter of friends of ours that we knew from New York City, Roger and Carol Nelson. Carol went home to be with the Lord, but I love the song, and I love knowing that Israel and Gila were friends of ours when we lived in New York City. Small world. Well, right now, it's going to be a brighter world for all because we've got Mark David Smith standing by. Shalom, Mark, and welcome. welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
A brighter world for all. Oh, boy. I've never been introduced like that. Wow.
You never know. You just never know what's going to happen on Bagels and Blessings. You never know what words are going to come out of my mouth. And I've had 2 cups of coffee today, so I'm warning you right now. I mean, it's just like fair game for all.
I love it. Bring it on.
I'm telling you. Well, welcome. I'm excited because, you know, oh my goodness, what can I say? A fellow radio person, and the whole world wants to know all about Lamb Radio and all about you. So tell me, darling, tell me about your life growing up. I know we chatted a little bit on the internet over email, and I know you've had an interesting life growing up. Well, tell our listeners how you were raised and your journey to finding Yeshua and, you know, anything else you want to tell us. Oh my goodness. Just a spiel. Spit it out there, guy.
How long is the show?
You got 25 minutes, but if you talk fast, long ago in a galaxy far away, this adorable little boy was born. Okay, you take it from there.
Interesting, because I just finished watching all 6 Star Wars not too long ago. That was great. No, at 14 years old, I and a friend sat around talking about how cool would it be if we had our own radio show in the local radio station in my hometown of Parsons, Kansas, southeast Kansas. It was a classical station. All they played was classical music. And back in those days, in a galaxy far away, there was just no classic rock stations, or, you know, you had to listen to WLS in Chicago or Little Rock or something, and to get any of the actual music. So we were in high school, and we wanted to play that kind of music and have it local. So just on a whim, we decided the two of us would go up and talk to the owner, the actual owner of the station, and we sit there, and he very patiently listened to us talk and give our ideas. And at the end, of course, we were all real nervous and everything, and at the end he says, I like the idea, so will you guys be talking also about, you know, high school things that's going on and everything? I said, yeah, sure, we can do all that too, plus play the music. And he goes, you got it, you got an hour on Saturday morning. And I think it was 3 or 4 months later he says, you got 2 hours on Saturday morning.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we did it last 3 years of my high school. I was on for every Saturday morning, and even another guy we brought in to help us do it, they loved his voice so much, they hired him to be a disc jockey, and even yet today he works in radio.
My goodness. You know, so, as you're telling the story, Mark, my first thought is, you had a lot of chutzpah. You know, for those that don't know what that word means, it's like nerve. He had such nerve. You walk into this radio station and you just kind of like, you're 14 years old, and that took a lot of nerve, mister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there it was. And we did it. And I've lived the rest of my life like that. It's like, you know what? I'm standing here. I have the opportunity. I'm going for it. The least you can do is turn me down. Hey, that's fine.
I know.
I'll move on. I'll do the next thing.
Man.
And that's the way I've done everything.
Do you remember the excitement of the first time you went on the air? Because believe me, I remember it. For me, it was 1997 here in this very station. And it was like the energy was incredible. Do you remember the feeling that you had the first time you did it? Man, whew.
I'm 58, and no, I don't remember when I was 14.
Okay.
I remember sitting in that office, but I don't remember the first show. I do remember a couple of specific shows, you know, that was very eventful and different things going on. I remember while we were doing it, I think, you know, a big name rock star had died, you know, and we were, you know, kind of mourning that, you know, a couple of different things, but first time, not really. You
oh,
know,
man. Well, let's talk religion.
Okay.
So, tell me about your spiritual journey, Mark. Hello.
Raised First Baptist, baptized when I was 10 years old. Don't you know, man, I rose up out of that water and you know, shouted Jesus, and now I'm going to live You know, I mean, it was the same old thing that everybody does. They get baptized, they get baptized, and then, you know, just go right on to everyday
just
living.
Just like a Dunkin' Donut. Okay.
Yeah. No, actually, this is interesting because I did live for the world. I really never went back to living a life for God, a committed life for God whatsoever at all. What ended up being is that I had moved down to Texas to work with a friend after I'd gotten out of the Navy, and this friend was going to Lakewood Church in Houston with John Osteen. And, you know, that's who, you know, and it was when it wasn't a mega church. It was a small, much smaller church.
Uh-huh.
And we had gone for a while, and then we found out about a guy that was being mentored by John Osteen, but he had his own little small church in a town 40 miles north of there. And that was only a few miles, like within 10 miles of where we were living. So we thought, let's go check it out. You know, I mean, this guy's, you know, tuned to John Osteen and stuff. Went up there, and immediately we met the guy, and he and I became good friends. Well, this guy, his name is Kim Josephson, and anybody at all that listens to opera at all will know the name Kim Josephson, because at that time he was singing for the Houston Grand Opera, and within the next 3 years was actually asked to come and perform at the Metropolitan Opera.
Oh, my goodness.
This is 36 years ago, and Kim today still sings, has been around the world singing with Pavarotti and all the greats, and has done many, many, many performances at the Metropolitan Opera. Well, 36 years ago, though, even when he was singing at the Houston Grand Opera, he was a hellfire and damnation preacher.
Ooh.
This was very, very early on. You got to understand, I had only been going to Lakewood Church for a few months, and I thought, you know, I really did want to commit my life to the Lord and walk with the Lord. And so when I met Kim and his passion for God, for the lifestyle of God and living that way, and yet he was a hellfire and damnation preacher, I just, like, morphed right into it. He and I became very close friends, and it wasn't too long after that that I actually went out on the road with him to do tent revivals. So I kind of became a hellfire and damnation preacher along with him, short of the fact that my main course of study was denominations and all the different Christian denominations and how they were different, and that just fascinated me. So I wanted to know all these things. So what happened was, when we did tent revivals and we would get people saved, you know, at the end, we take these people that are saved. If you've ever been to one of these revivals, they always take the people off and take them to another tent or somewhere, and they teach them. Well, we were sponsored by all different kinds of denominations, Christian denominations. So because I knew these different denominations, I could literally take these people and teach them like Foursquare dogma and doctrines and things, or Nazarene or any of those types of things.
You could speak their language.
Yeah, I spoke their language for about 3 years. That's what I did. So, you know, I mean, I followed through that, and it was cool. In other words, in the Bible where it says save but some by fear, our Bible said save everybody by fear.
Oh,
either
my.
You get right today or you're going to hell tomorrow.
Goodness. You know, so, before you go any further, I just want to give the... Are you there?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. Your voice faded away for a moment. I just wanted to give the listeners a little bit of background from what I found out from you off air, is that your father was a non-practicing Jew and your mother was a Baptist, and you kind of grew up in the Baptist tradition, and that's where you came from.
Yes.
All right. So now you can go on forward, brother. Preach it.
That's okay. Okay, actually, many, many years ago, I mean, I went in and out. I, you know, followed, you know, through John Osteen and many other ones. Actually, many people know the name Joel Osteen today. I was actually in Joel's bedroom playing dinosaurs with him when he was 9 years old. So, I mean, I used to pray with Gloria Copeland, who is one of the biggest prayer warriors on the planet, and all those people. I was, you know, kind of rubbing with them, and I knew them, and they knew me somewhat, and that type of thing. But, you know, I kind of went in and out of that, and then finally, once I kind of got back with some old people that we used to worship with, and was invited to go on a trip to Israel, and I wanted to walk where Jesus walked, but really didn't have the money to do all that. My wife literally had money that she had saved before we got married, and she was extremely in tune with Israel and the Jewish people and the whole way of life, but we didn't know anything about Torah. We didn't know the name Yeshua, Messiah, any of that kind of stuff. And she literally paid for me to go on a trip to Israel.
Wow.
Well, on that trip were five people from a Messianic congregation in Fort Worth, Texas.
And you said, what's that?
yeah, exactly. And so, you know, there were 35 people on the trip, and almost immediately I had met one of the guys who was actually the cantor for this congregation, and he and I became really close real quick. And in the evenings when we were in our hotel, you know, we would kind of go back and forth to each other's room and talk to each other. And he, you know, I gave him my spiel about Hellfire and Damnation and all this kind of stuff. And so he would ask me about my different doctrines, and I would explain to him, you know, and he'd say, well, what about, can you explain it to me in the Old Testament? Yeah, you know, it's there, but listen, this is what you need to know, and this is the New Testament. He goes, well, let me explain it to you. And he would take each and every different doctrine that I was so passionate about, and he would either prove or disprove it based on Torah. And that fascinated me. It was like, wow, I had no idea whatsoever at all that I could do this. So the next thing I know, it's like I'm calling my wife from Israel and saying, you know, when I get back, we are going full force into finding out what this is all about. Oh, and by the way, his name is Yeshua. So when I got back, it was like we went to church. I was wearing a kippah and a tallit, and my pastor asked me, you know, Mark, I know your commitment. I know who you are, and you don't do anything without knowing what it is. And she says, why are you wearing this garb? And I stood there and I explained to her in detail what I understood and why. You know, this is important and important to me. And they all said, okay, that's fine. If this is what you believe and this is right, we understand it, it's fine. Well, after a while, it's kind of like after a couple of different sermons of, you know, if you're not walking the way we're walking, you know where the door is. And about the second, third time, yeah, we do know where the door is.
Wow. So I guess your life changed. Your life changed a little bit after you discovered who Yeshua was, huh?
Oh, yeah, big time, big time. It didn't take much at all. That, you know, it was the path the Lord wanted. And I, you know, I still have major, major recollection of so many of those things that are passionate in my soul about those things, and still am able to use those things in my walk today, those belief systems in my walk today, and use them to help other people, you know, come to a Torah understanding, a Torah lifestyle. It's what we call it at Lamb Radio, and that's what Lamb Radio is based on, is a Torah lifestyle, because there are so many different, you know, lifestyles within the Messianic lifestyle.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I believe, honestly, a lot of people call it the Messianic movement. I believe a movement is temporary. It's a movement. It's kind of like a big musical movement. You know, it's temporary. It's there. It's to bring you to a commitment, is the way I believe in that word. And so I believe that movement is over. I believe we are now in the lifestyle. And when we bring other people to an understanding of Torah and committing their life to Torah, it's committing to a lifestyle. And we call it a lifestyle of hope. And that's what Lamb Radio is all about. That's
Amen.
That came into being.
I want to ask you some questions about Lamb Radio in a minute, but I am curious about one thing. You must have some relatives on your father's side of the family that are Jewish. Do any of them understand what your lifestyle is all about now?
Realistically, there are none alive. My sister actually teaches genealogy in a college, and she is the one that really has, you know, kind of let me know the basics of it, where they were and who they were and that type of thing. And they're all gone. I mean, that generation is long past. My family on both sides of my family are, you know, so far either Christian or agnostic or atheist or whatever. You know, it's just not worth the trouble. So, you know, it's there. I mean, they all know who I am and the lifestyle I live, and that's where it stands.
If you had to describe what it is to have a messianic lifestyle to someone that had no idea what you were talking about, how would you describe a messianic lifestyle?
This is interesting because right now, if you listen to Lamb Radio, you will hear a thing that we did a year or so ago. When we interviewed, several people, this is how we started Lamb Radio, we asked them the question of, what does it mean to you to live life Torah style? Which is basically the same question you just asked me.
Wow.
I've never been asked that question myself.
Well, how do you like that? Mark David Smith, today is your day. And folks listening, isn't your world brighter already? Oh my goodness, keep going.
You know, I really think it boils down to it's a lifestyle of hope. It really is, because the world today is so full of itself. You know, and really, it's the numerology of whether or not it's me, which is 666, or God, which is 777. Mm. It's one of those things that the world is about me, and our life is about being committed to Torah, which is God's lifestyle, which He set forth. It's very interesting because I'm right now in passionately reading a book that is called The Path of the Just. And it literally talks about how we are created for the world to come, and right now we are in a corridor, like in the Perkei Avot teaches that we are in that corridor to go to that. And during that, that's what we do. This is what the lifestyle that we live is, the Torah lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of hope, knowing that once we get through this, there is nothing but hope. No matter if we die today or die tomorrow or die in the world to come or however it works for us, there is hope for that. So my answer to what does it mean to live this lifestyle is that we have hope where there is no hope in the world or doing the world's things.
Amen. Well said. All right. So now we've piqued everyone's interest and they want to know more about Lamb Radio. So what website do they go to? Is it 24/7? And if they log in, what will they find? What will they hear?
You go to messianiclambradio.com.
Messianiclambradio.com.
I tried to buy the URL Lamb Radio, the guy, to literally, this is not a joke, before God, he wanted $10,000 for the URL Lamb Radio. I loved it, $10,000. So I bought the URL, Messianic Clam Radio. It's been about 13 months or so that we actually went live on air. We had already been doing podcasts for the year before. We had over 300 podcasts based on Messianic Lifestyles.
Wow.
And I wanted to go live on air 24/7. I had probably 40 to 50 musical artists in the queue. For instance, like Ethel Chadwick, which is on Psalm Place Radio.
Really?
And I had a lot of these artists given to me by Brian Samuels. Plus, I'm a worship leader by trade anyway from many years ago.
Woo-hoo!
I have many, many, many different people that recording artists that I know personally that have given me my music, and I wanted to get that on there, and you can't do that with podcasts and all this thing. It all came together, and a good friend of mine had found a way to make this happen, and he got a hold of me and said, "Look, you know, let me show you how to do this, and we'll get it together." The Lord brought this together because it was just a tremendous effort otherwise, and it just all came together. And we had done, like I said, 300 podcasts or more on Messianic Lifestyles, which is part of the messianicdirectory.com website that I've had for 15 years. And the deal from that came, well, what do I call this new radio station? And I labored over it. And finally, one day, driving down the road, it just came to me, you know, you already have it. You're calling it Messianic Lifestyle Broadcast already. So your call letters should be Lifestyle Audio Magazine Broadcast Radio, which is LAMB, Lifestyle Audio Magazine Broadcast.
Oh!
It's like a magazine, see? There's so many different aspects to the Messianic Lifestyle. If you opened up a physical magazine, you would find all these articles and music and all kinds of stuff. So now it's an audio magazine. We were calling it Lifestyles Magazine before. Now we call it Lifestyles Audio Magazine Broadcast, LAM Radio. The Messianic LAM, of course, we all know who the Messianic LAM is. And so that's how it came together. And I already had about 18 different people from different places in the United States. We were all linked together, you know, kind of producing different shows and podcasts. So we all just ended up kind of going live, and actually, I am one of the only radio stations, I think I'm the only one out there, where the producers of their own live broadcast literally log into my server with a remote desktop. You and I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
A remote desktop, and they come on there, they run the controls, they use Skype, get their voice to the server, and they do their own broadcasting. There is nobody like your guy, your board manager, that runs the controls. There's nobody sitting there.
There's right nobody now. Like Peter, that's for sure.
That's right. It's literally a server. It's just sitting there. I never touch it unless somebody wants to change something about their show. It runs itself 24/7.
So if somebody wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they can't sleep, they could go to messianiclamradio.com and there'd be something on there for them.
That's right. And every live broadcast we do is recorded and archived on that broadcast. They have their own webpage where every different archive is there from the very beginning. For instance, I only have pretty basically one show called The Wall Watchman, and we just did our 72nd show, and we're on once a week, and every episode all the way back to the very first show and all the different people we interviewed, by the way, which Ethel Chadwick is coming up pretty soon. We're interviewing her.
Really? There's another person named Ethel Chadwick out there?
That's right! I don't know you!
I know.
And
May 28th.
That's right. So it'll all be on there. And, I mean, once we interview you, they'll be able to go back and listen to the archive of that show. So.
So.
Just like this interview today will be up on my podcast by tomorrow, bagelsandblessings.blogspot.com.
All right.
Hallelujah. This is awesome. Well, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. We have a few minutes left. How can we pray for you, Mark?
How can you pray for me?
Yeah, what are your prayer needs at the moment?
I actually run 2 retail stores, and it takes up all of my time during the week. I hate retail, but, you know, it makes a living, and it makes a very good living, and that takes a lot out of me. And right now, I'm actually being promoted into an even more almost somewhat stressful position, and right now, that is a very big issue to have to deal with Lamb, which doesn't take a lot from me, but all those things do. And, you know, I mean, my relationship with the Lord is very set, very good. But, hey, you know, we can always use prayer for that. But, yeah, my stability, my sanity.
Energy, lots of energy.
Energy. I've got passion. You know, passion is where your energy is at, I think. So.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, as you were describing all the things that you do, and then you're mentioning your 2 retail stores and all that, my first thought, listening to your life and everything, I was thinking, when does he have time for all of this?
It's not that so much as having time for family.
Aww.
That is the number one thing. I have a wife and daughter that totally know my passion for things, and they love it. And the Lord makes time for that, you know, makes time for me to have with them. And it works. It really does. And so it's good. It's all good. When you're living for the Lord, it's all good.
Wow. Well, I just think it's so cool that we've come into each other's lives. And for those people that listening that don't know this, in addition to doing Bagels and Blessings here in the studio in Rochester, I do a couple of internet radio programs online. I've just recently joined forces, if you will, with Mark, and I'm going to be putting some of the Bagels and Blessings shows right on the Lamb Radio website.
And Ethel?
Yes?
In 2 minutes from now, you can go to Messianic Lamb Radio, and you will hear Bagels and Blessings.
That's awesome. MessianicLambRadio.com in 2 minutes. That's just so cool. Wow. Well, Mark, I really appreciate you being my guest here on Bagels and Blessings, and I thank you for the opportunity to come on your show on May 28th, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we shall be in touch. I'll have my people call your people.
You got it.
Okay. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thanks. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and right now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein. Yahir Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yisadonai Panavalecha Viyasem Lecha Shalom. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And remember, my friends, that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. God be with you. Be sure to listen again next week right here on 990 AM WDCX. Shabbat Shalom!